Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Got Dewormed and Got Bad Cum. I Got Dewormed and Got Bad Cum. That is courtesy of Brian the Adams brew. And the brew. It's true, man.
Oh, no. This is like our like RHCPK, Dewormed Cum. Yeah. We're getting caught up on a lot of things. Chugi, we've had a few things we get snagged on down this river called the Zeitgeist.
But I'm good. I'm good with it. I'm Jack, you're Miles. Here's some things that are trending here at the end of the week. Facebook released a collabo with Ray-Ban. So, people had concerns over Google Glass and like privacy things. And right. So that didn't quite work out. And the company that is the least trustworthy with privacy shit was like, we should probably give this a shot. And so they dropped some Ray-Bans on our asses. They kind of look like clear wayfarers. They have like conspicuous cameras in the like upper corners. And I don't know, like, it doesn't seem that hard to me to take my phone out and point it at something.
I mean, I don't know. It just looks like spy tech, really. You know, like, it's like you can surreptitiously record video and stuff. And I know that it'll also like play podcasts, I guess.
Your ear, like via. So it's like you're always wearing a pair of headphones or something.
One of the dudes at Facebook is like, this is gonna be the norm in 10 years, man.
Everyone's gonna,
and I'm like, oh,
their head maybe? Of hardware. I think in 10 years. It'll be like, of course, why don't your glasses take pictures? That's just weird. I don't think so. I think that he's wrong. I think that we will consistently weirded out by somebody constantly pointing a camera at us like that. That is not like shooting a documentary or something.
I think what it will do is it will desensitize people to what their right to privacy could be. if everything is a camera that's being worn, then at a certain point, you're going to get tired of being like, wait, is that person's camera glasses or his glasses camera? Right. And then you're like, fuck it, man. I don't know, man. We got all these floating surveillance drones now. It's all good. At least with these ones, I can always make people sick when I post my food pictures.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, sure. I think the one benefit would be like evidence for shit.
Right.
Like to exonerate
people. Like dashboard cams. Basically.
Yeah. Or to like actually hold certain groups accountable. That could be a difference. But again, these are all like we're slowly being like, oh, yeah, don't worry. It's not about the surveillance state. It's the surveillance homies.
Right.
Around
it's the
you.
Surveillance us, ourselves. Yeah. Yeah, that actually brings up a good point. A good potential benefit of this is if it becomes popular in Russia, we get more insight into just how fucking wild Russia is. That's the dash cam footage that came out once, like wow. Every car in Russia.
Yeah,
there's just been...
I mean, there's plenty of subreddits if you're looking for that kind of tent. But
yeah.
Well, again, I don't know if I certainly don't want to like accidentally like record shit. I don't know. It's just sort of that thing where just like when Google did it, everyone's like, you look fucking dumb.
Right.
Like this is stupid. Then the Snap spectacles, I remember everyone was like, oh, it's really cool. But people put it down after like 3 seconds. So I'm not sure what this is really additionally providing aside from the audio part. And again, is that really a feature we're clamoring for?
And it doesn't seem like it has like the heads up display aspect of it, unless I'm missing something. Like it doesn't have the thing where it's like telling you information across specs.
The person you're speaking to has an elevated blood like right. heart rate.
I just want to know what the person I'm speaking to's blood sugar level is.
That's
is that so
That's
weird? Anyways, my money is on... I'm short on these, Miles. I'm short on the Ray-Ban smart glasses.
All right. Hey, look, they would do a lot better if they announced they were tackling misinformation.
Right.
Whatever. To make another dumb thing that people were like, oh, we don't need that.
Apparently, Bose partnered with Ray-Ban on a past product. And
Jack, remember we were at an event where there were prizes that were that.
Oh,
Bose
okay.
Ray-Bans.
Okay.
And I was like,
I don't remember that.
I want that. Like fucking Napoleon Dynamite, but then the reviews came in and it was.
Yeah. Super producer Brian says the Bose Ray-Bans sucked.
Oops.
Let's check in with streaming. There's just a couple things happening in the world of streaming. So just a correction, first of all, because I took Chris Pratt at his word. Big mistake. He said that the Tomorrow War broke all the streaming records, probably more likely that Amazon Prime and his management team told him that, and he reported as fact on Instagram. Anyways, the much shorter movie Luca dropped on Disney Plus the week before, and when the numbers came in, there were more Luca minutes watched than Tomorrow War by, like, a lot. It might have, like, broken record for... rated R action movies or something, but it like if you break it down by like number of minutes watched and the length of the movie, Luca, the Pixar movie, was watched by the equivalent of $154 million worth of ticket sales in its first week. And the Tomorrow War was about $80 million worth of ticket sales, which isn't great for like a massive budget movie.
No.
And the next.
Not at all.
The week the Tomorrow War dropped, Luca like was watched more times than the Tomorrow War. So
But you know, I think it's hard to compare those because like there's so little to do with like younger kids and stuff that like
totally.
This has been like Disney was like, oh thank God.
Yeah, like, my kids fucking hated the Tomorrow War. My 3-year-old was like,
I was
this
like,
is
dude, they're not
scary.
Gonna get it, and you're like, they need to see it so they can agree that it's shit. That was bad, right? Acting's really ham-fisted, isn't it?
They agree that Chris Pratt a little on the nose. We get it, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
On the streaming front, it seems like a lot of the TV shows that are ranking were like they are on a 4-week delay or a 3-week delay. And so we're still seeing from the summer, and it's just like all pretty like blah. It's a lot of like older shows. And I made me wonder if like Netflix and streaming outlets are like have the same like summer TV model where they like hold the big shows back for the school year.
Sure.
Like allow for word of mouth, because it does feel like it's been a while since they've like dropped a big event like show on our asses
for those ones. But yeah, I mean, but there's been plenty of really good shows over the summer. But yeah, they're not like the kinds where you're like, this is an event.
Right. What are the good shows from over the summer?
You know, like the like White Lotus came out.
Oh, right.
And HBO, people watching that, or like Reservation Dogs. And I mean, I guess it's towards the end of the summer. And now the other two, I've been watching that. That's been consistent. Thank God. Season two is
as
funny.
I still haven't watched that. I need to write that down. Dude, that's just so fucking good.
Yeah,
man.
And it's great now because they're like untethered from, you know, standards and practices from Comedy Central.
Right.
So they're spreading their wings a little bit. It's good to see. Yeah.
Yeah. If people haven't seen the other two, it's on HBO Max. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. Also, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings did incredibly well at the box office, proving once again that like diversity works, and no matter how much Hollywood producers want to ignore it. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Moneyball. Once the secrets of Moneyball were revealed to Major League Baseball teams, they still just like kept insisting that it was bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say like, well, our racism has brought us this far.
Right.
So now you just want me to say this thing is going to make me even more money. Well, now I have to decide which one's more important to me.
Yeah. And Sending So Much is trending because I kind of like this. Somebody pointed out that Olivia Munn tweeted sending so much love to John Mulaney. You got this last year when he was first going into rehab. And then as a result of that tweet, she's now pregnant and expecting a baby with him. So people are just kind of parodying that tweet with like sending so much love.
Yeah, like Jabuki was sent to, like, sending so much love and support to Frank Ocean. Ashley Ray said, sending so much love and support to a 1-2 bedroom apartment with in-unit washer, dryer, and parking spot. You got this. So, yeah, everybody's having fun with their manifestation tweets.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month. taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And Prince Andrew, I've seen various headlines that he was, like, you know, seen trying to evade the person who was trying to serve him papers.
Yeah. Went to Balmoral in Scotland, doing anything he can to avoid the process servers.
Wow.
But now, apparently, they got his ass. They said lawyers for Virginia Giuffre, you know, who was the one accusing Prince Andrew of sexual abuse. They say he has been served successfully with legal papers. So look at that. The young prince couldn't evade the legal process servers.
I feel like his response to being served the papers would be similar to the Palin thing we saw yesterday, the clip of Sarah Palin. Where she's like, what is this even?
Mommy, like, don't even get me started.
Right. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started. Alan Dershowitz, help.
Al Snow is trending. I was not familiar with
that. This is maybe a little bit more for me than it is for you, but Al Snow, if you remember from WWE or back in those days, the WWF, he had a bit of a problematic character where he said like a severed mannequin doll head was speaking to him, and it was like, Al Snow's lost his mind. He's like this wacky character. Well, it turns out he's back in the news because he fucking saved like a drowning child from like a riptide.
Wow.
And it was just wild to me to see like aged Al Snow in like his new sort of retirement phase. And it's just I'm just trying to like sort of square that with how I remember him, which was this weird character that he used to portray in the WWE. But yeah, you know, riptides, they're not a joke.
Yeah.
And beaches
are
out
so
there.
Fucking dangerous. Everybody,
especially, you know, like, sometimes you'll go and you might have ignored the warnings and you're like, I got this to a certain point, and then you'll get into like just barely above your waist water and you're like, oh, someone's fucking pulling me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Right now you gotta be careful, folks. But yeah, because Al Snow or some other retired WWE person is not going to be there to save you.
He's got a very interesting look going now where like he's like shaved himself a chin line in a very kind of dramatic way.
Yeah. Yeah. But
shout out to him.
You know, there's probably going to be some weird fucking, oh no, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm just curious if he has some weird political takes that I haven't caught up with, because, you know, head injuries and that.
Right. And finally, 911 is trending.
Oh, the Wyclef song? Someone please call 911.
Google Trends is, I don't know exactly what their process is for determining what is trending, but they have, you know, 911 is obviously trending because of 9/11, but they have like stories underneath it about the like calling 911. So they've like somehow fucked that up. But anyways, 911 is trending, 9/11, Twin Towers is trending. Tomorrow is 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
20 years. Damn. 20 fucking years. yeah. all that, and we're still, like we said, can't have a reckoning with American imperialism or what it means to be safe or what the nature of terrorism is or any of that stuff. But yeah, 20 years is a lot of time, a lot of money spent. And I don't, it's just, it's funny. Like, I remember 10 years ago, I was like, I wonder what the 20th anniversary is going to be like. Cause in my mind, I don't know what is more outsized. Like, obviously the historical significance of it, or just the drastic gear shift that we hit in like media and culture, where we just became so nationalistic without even batting an eye, which I get because it was a terrible sight to behold.
I mean, it was very dramatic and violent and scary. And, you know, I knew somebody who died and who was like on the floor that the first plane hit. And yeah, I think it affected a lot of people. But I also like remember my first thought being like, this is going to fuck up America and a lot of this, really
this is
going to
fuck up my plans for Friday.
This is going to fuck up my whole year.
Fuck. This is going to fuck up the release of Mariah Carey's Glitter.
Right.
I might watch some documentary. There's like always documentaries like promising new things about 9/11 that we didn't know about or whatever. But
yeah,
I'm just, part of me is like still fascinated by it, because I remember at the time I just couldn't wrap my head around what I was seeing as like a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And I felt like at a certain point, like I was downloading every video clip you could, like on the internet, to try and like have like the most complete clip dump of 9/11 stuff. And then my priorities changed a little bit, but yeah, I just
watched TV kind of like with my mouth open for like two straight weeks, I feel like.
And I remember I lived in a flight path too, like for the Burbank airport. And I remember always hearing planes and like having like a very visceral reaction at first.
Right.
Because
that definitely fucked with my ability to fly. Like I used to be able to fly. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I remember. Yeah.
Superpower.
We've seen the clips.
No, but I definitely get a lot more nervous. I mean, I bet that's probably across the board. Anybody who kind of lived through that and watched it.
Yeah. There was an interesting thing in the New York Times today that was asking like kids from 12 different countries, like what they learned about 9/11 or what they're taught about 9/11. Mm. And like, they're all born post 2001. And it's just, it's interesting how some places were like, yeah, they talked about it. Like this one South Korean student was saying like, it was like the first major international incident in a post globalization world. Was like the take from this one kid. Others were like, we don't know anything. We saw a picture and it was next to like another picture of like the World Series.
Wow.
And then in like the US, like some kids are just sort of like taught about the tragic aspect. And then others said like, it wasn't until they were made to do like a project where they spoke to people who like were impacted by 9/11 that they actually understood like what was going on, rather than like this thumbnail with a scary picture and all that stuff. So yeah.
But so you were 11 when it happened,
did you say? I was 17.
Oh, 17. Sorry, there's a lot of numbers being said. Number here 11. 9, 11.
You were 9?
Dude, you were 9? Oh no, you were 11.
No, you were 17. Shout out to my history teacher, Mr. Woolery. I studied history because he was such a good history teacher. I remember going into school that day, and that was like the day I had his class. And I was like, what? What are we? And he's just like, the country is going to be forever changed because of this.
Yeah.
He's like, just know that. Nothing is going to be the same. And I was like, all right. Turns out someone who studies history knew that a historical event dealing with national security would have significant outcomes for everyone.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us for this week.
Yeah.
We hope everybody has a restful weekend and get the vaccine. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.